I'm at the Big Society Awards, and I'm talking to one of the award winners. So tell us who you are and what's your project about.
My name's Alan George. I come from Gloucestershire, and what we've done is taken over the local swimming pool. The district council decided they could no longer fund it, and so we worked with the town council to see if we could take it over.
And how did you do that?
Well, we did a feasibility study to start with to work out what was the safety, technical and practical and financial risks that we had to manage. And at the end of it, we came up with a number of things we had to do in order to get the pool running.
Okay. And we've just had a session led by Cliff from Unlimited, which I thought was really interesting. What did you get out of that? Tell us about that and what was useful to you out of that session.
Well, it was a very good session, and there were a lot of things there that were very useful, and a number of things I'm really pleased that we already have in place. In particular, I've got a really good team of people around me, and they're contributing in a huge way to get the work going.
I mean, he did say at the end there that, you know, that yes, you've got to have all the other things, you've got to have a business plan, you've got to have all the kind of technical stuff in place, but in the end it comes down to the team of people
who
actually make it happen.
Yeah, that was definitely the case.
Yeah. So how did you build that team? I'm interested in that. How did you put it together? I mean, you know, normally swimming pools get run by councils, they don't get taken over by local groups, or I don't know, what form is the team? Tell us about that.
I guess it's because this is a swimming pool that's been involved with the community for a very long time.
Yeah.
It used to be owned by the local education authority, then it got taken over by the district council. And all the time there was a community involvement, in that there were volunteers helping and acting as if they were intelligent customers on behalf of the town.
So you already had a kind of seed for the team?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Yes. And there were people who were doing lifeguarding, and we were helping develop the pool in partnership with the local authority. So it was already a very established team.
Yeah. And what's your role as part of the team?
Well, I've been coordinating the efforts, and I'm the chairman of Wootton Swimming Pool Limited, which is a not-for-profit organisation.
Okay.
And I've pulled together the teams, and I organise meetings, and we chat about things, and eventually we get stuff done.
And how much time do you spend on that?
I guess I've been doing about 3 or 4 evenings a week, and I've got a day job, so I do a bit at the weekends, and it's been very intense just lately as we've opened the pool.
Right.
But until that, it had been maybe 1 or 2 evenings a week in the previous year, I suppose.
What would have happened if you hadn't put the if you and your colleagues hadn't taken action and done it? They would shut it down.
Simply, the pool would close.
How many people use the pool? I don't know how you measure that, in a month, in a year, in a season.
Well, when the council were running it, they were typically getting 4,000 swims a year. It's only open in the summer, so it runs from May till September, and we've opened up. We've increased the hours, we've improved the facilities, and we reduced the price, so I'm hoping we'll get a few more people.
Brilliant. And you were we had a bit of a conversation earlier about social media. You're a bit of a sceptic about social media, right?
No, I'm just wondering how it can help me.
Right.
Because people know it's in the town. There's some people who don't know it's there, but we've had pretty high profile. So I'm just wondering what it is we can reach through social media that we can't reach already.
And you have a website, presumably, and is that actively used by your customers?
We've got a very mature website. It's been there for 10 years.
As
the swimming club, when we were helping the district council, it was set up that long ago.
And what do you think about the Big Society Awards?
It's an interesting thing. I guess, like everybody here today, it wasn't the Big Society that started them doing it. They were doing it already.
Yeah.
So what's happened is that all these social entrepreneurs and people who've been trying to get things sorted out were in place and doing stuff. And then Big Society came along and they thought, oh, well, I suppose that's a mark of what we're doing. And I guess the politicians might have spotted that there's a lot of energy and value there.
Yeah.
And my interest is what the politicians can do, other than say about Big Society, what they can do to enable volunteers and people who are doing this type of work to deliver.
So as well as recognition, you want this initiative, the Big Society initiative, to turn into a way of you making more action, or achieving more action, I suppose. Is that right?
Well, definitely. Everything's got to be practical in the end, hasn't it?
Yeah.
So what we've got to do, I think, is to ask the government to improve certain areas that we find difficult. One of them that I find difficult was corporate governance. There's a lot of intricate detail.
Yeah.
Although a man earlier said to ignore the lawyers. So
it's not quite that easy, is it?
No. So, but we don't want to put ourselves at risk. So so we do need corporate governance, and it would be great if the government could organise something that made that simpler.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.